Democrats remain obstinate, party will not concede short of planes falling out of the sky. By Hannah Knudsen on October 10, 2025. The Democrats will not concede on their government shutdown demands short of planes falling out of the sky, a senior Democrat aide told CNN. Democrats are not interested in reopening the government. And House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, has continually explained to the American people just what, exactly, Democrats are demanding. That includes taxpayer-funded health care for illegal aliens as well as $1.5 trillion in partisan spending. But Democrats had to have an issue to try to go on offense on. So Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, chose health care, even though Johnson has explained that health care and the shutdown are two different issues. They're two totally separate things, he said on Monday. The clean continuing resolution would simply keep the lights on so that the members in the House and Senate can have those debates on healthcare. We were always planning it. We have lots of ideas on the table on how to fix it. But we don't yet have consensus on it because it's very complicated. We have time to do it. All the while, Democrats show no signs of caving. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt shared a very telling snippet from a CNN article. Citing a senior Democrat aide who says Democrats will not concede short of planes falling out of the sky. Wow. Democrats are now saying that unless planes are falling out of the sky because of air traffic controller staffing shortages, they will not end their government shutdown, Leavitt remarked. One of the most disgusting statements I've ever read. All the while, Republicans continually have noted that Democrats created a red herring to appease the far-left base. In his, Schumer's, desperation, they decided to create the red herring. They decided to claim that this is all about health care, which the September funding issue never was. That's a December policy issue, Speaker Johnson said. He tried to create it as a September funding issue. In his desperation, they hastily filed an outrageous counterproposal, he continued. It is a wild wish list of big government liberal nonsense that we can't do. A recent Harvard/Harris survey revealed that most believe Democrats should agree to the same spending levels to reopen the government. And a majority say Republicans will win the shutdown fight. President Donald Trump this week ripped Schumer for admitting that he is putting party over country. Chuck Schumer proclaimed this morning that every day gets better for them. No, every day it's actually getting worse for them, Trump said. And they're having a rebellion in the Democrat Party because they want to stop.